Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good afternoon. This is a 1010 Wins News Flash for Tuesday, November 13, 2018. I'm Larry Mullins, and here's what's happening. It's official. Amazon announcing it's splitting its new headquarters between Long Island City, Queens, and Arlington, Virginia. Both Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo are crowing about the news, but there are plenty of elected officials criticizing it, including Council Speaker Corey Johnson and Council Member Jimmy Van Bramer, who are citing a lack of public input and the amount of tax giveaways going to the company. It was day one of the El Chapo trial down at Brooklyn Federal Court, but opening statements were delayed because of a problem seating the full jury. Former Boardwalk Empire star Paz de la Huerta has filed a $60 million lawsuit against Harvey Weinstein. She accuses the former movie mogul of raping her twice and then ruining her career. There's been no immediate comment from Weinstein's lawyers. Tens of thousands of DWI convictions in New Jersey could be overturned because breathalyzer tests weren't properly calibrated. The state Supreme Court made that announcement today, saying more than 20,000 breath tests are now inadmissible in court. There could be more empty seats at President Trump's cabinet table. NBC News reporting that the president is preparing to get rid of Chief of Staff John Kelly because of conflicts between Kelly and numerous other administration officials, including the Office of the First Lady. And various outlets are saying the president is also ready to replace Kirstjen Nielsen as Secretary of Homeland Security. Make-A-Wish makes a difference. A new study says sick children who get wishes fulfilled by the organization have better quality of life, less hospital visits, and lower health care costs. The 1010 Wins AccuWeather forecast now. Cold tonight with temperatures in the suburbs dipping into the 20s. Ouch! Sunny but really cold tomorrow with a high around 40 and real field temps in the 20s and 30s. And then a wintry mix on Thursday. Snow, sleet, and rain we're talking. It'll make for a sloppy afternoon before it changes all over to rain. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play. 1010 Wins.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.